rain is really starting to come down.
Isn't it fun to sing and play in the rain?
Yeah, but we'd better hold this umbrella over Colby so he won't get wet.
Let's all sing the new song I taught you.
We are the children of the Father, children of the living God. We will all praise His name forever, worship and bless the Lord. In our song, we'll keep on praising the Lord for the love He gives. His light will shine in our hearts, so others will know He lives. We are the children of the Father, the children of the living God. We will all praise His name forever, to worship and bless the Lord. In our song, we'll keep on praising the Lord for the joy He brings. We are the family of God, we'll lift our hearts and sing.
Oh my, be careful not to step in those puddles, Candy. Are we almost there?
Yeah, Colby. Our clubhouse is just around the next corner at the end of the street.
And will you see all the things we've done to it, Colby?
We are the children of the Father, the children of the living God. We will all praise His name forever, we'll worship and bless the Lord. In our song, we are the children of the Father, the children of the living God. We will all praise His name forever, we'll worship and bless the Lord.
Stopped raining.
Yeah, but it sure looks like there's gonna be more. Look at those dark clouds.
Oh, I am so excited about seeing the clubhouse all finished.
Yeah, and we made this clubhouse into Colby's Friendship Club headquarters.
Oh, there it is. It looks so wonderful. And to think that you built this entirely by yourselves.
Let's go inside. We've got a lot of things to show you, Colby.
Oh, my. You even made curtains for the windows.
And we made places to sit out of some old crates from my uncle's barn.
And we even have a picture of you on the wall, Colby.
That's so everybody will know this is Colby's Friendship Clubhouse.
Yeah. Who's that? There's somebody looking in the window.
I've never seen him before.
Where'd he go?
Have we here? Aha! Friendship Clubhouse. Huh, who ever heard of a Friendship Clubhouse?
He's at the door!
I'll get it. Hello?
Yes, yes, hello. The name's Persnickety. Inspector Persnickety. And I've come to inspect your new, clubhouse here, or whatever you call it. You seem to be in violation. Yes, yes, in violation.
What's a violation?
It's when you've done something wrong, Johnny.
Oh.
Excuse me, but what are we in violation of?
Well, you are in violation of... Let's see here. I'll think of something. Oh, yes. You have a red door.
A red door? But what's wrong with the red door?
I've never heard of red doors being against the law.
Against the code, my dear. Against the code. You see, I am an inspector, and I am authorized to point out every mistake that I see, even when I make the rules up myself. You see, my name is Inspector Persnickety, and I inspect everything that I see. I will point out each mistake while I write the rules I make, and each inspection must be authorized by me.
You see, his name is Inspector Persnickety, and he inspects everything that he sees. He will point out each mistake.
permission must be authorized by me. This clubhouse was built by you children. For what purpose? Ha, I haven't a clue. But a house without a sink is no real house, I would think. No, this clubhouse will just never do.
But this isn't a regular house, Inspector. It's a clubhouse.
Yeah, a clubhouse doesn't need a sink.
And just how do you wash your hands, young man?
I wash my hands at home, right before dinner. Well, most of the time.
Let me find something else.
You see, his name is Inspector Persnickety.
Each inspection must be authorized by me. Inside my book, there are regulations. And every clubhouse must abide by these rules. I must issue a complaint about the color of your paint. No, this clubhouse will just never do.
There's something wrong with our paint?
Code XYZ123. No clubhouse shall be painted yellow.
Wait a minute. Where does it say that? Let me see that book.
For inspectors only, I can't show you this book.
You see, his name is Inspector Persnickety, and he inspects everything that he sees.
And if something's overlooked, he will write it in his book.
Because each inspection must be authorized by me. I see a shoe that isn't tied, an umbrella left inside, and that spot right on your shirt shows what you've eaten for dessert. Everywhere I turn and look, there is a new rule for my book. I can't remember when I've found so many errors to write down.
You see, his name is Inspector Persnickety, and he inspects everything.
Because each inspection must be authorized by me! So you see, this clubhouse is in violation. Who ever heard of a yellow clubhouse? With a red door, much less. And an even number of doors and windows? No, this will never do. I'm going to have to report you to DRIP.
DRIP? What's DRIP?
The Department of Rules, invented by Persnickety.
Is this a joke?
A joke? I never joke about DRIP, young lady. Now, if you'll move aside, I need to file a complaint. The days of this clubhouse are numbered. I will be back. You can count on it.
I've never even heard of this department of whatever before.
Yeah, what's wrong with the yellow clubhouse?
And what's wrong with the red door?
Oh, I think yellow is a wonderful color for a clubhouse, and red is a very nice color for doors. I do not understand why it is against this code.
I don't think it's fair, Colby. I mean, we spent a long time building this clubhouse, and now this guy comes in and tells us it isn't up to this code thing.
Can he really make us paint it all over again, Colby?
Oh, my. I really do not know about these things. Oh, dear! What is this puddle of water doing here?
Uh-oh, it looks like the roof is leaking.
Oh, no! Now we'll be in even more trouble with Inspector Persnickety.
But the roof isn't leaking now.
That's because it stopped raining, Charity.
Oh.
Well, since it isn't raining right now, maybe we'd better put something over the roof in case it starts to rain again.
Yeah, we can take that big old plastic tarp we used when we paint it.
Well, just be careful, you guys.
Oh, I think I'll go out and help you boys. I'm sure there must be something a computer can do.
I don't want to paint the clubhouse all over again.
Yeah, it sure was a lot of work painting it the first time.
Besides, that inspector guy would probably want it painted gray.
Yeah.
I hope that isn't Inspector Persnickety again.
It's another computer.
Wow, she's a girl computer.
Bonjour, everyone. Bonjour. Excuse me for disturbing you, but I'm afraid I am lost.
You see, I am looking for Hollywood, and I believe I have taken a wrong turn somewhere.
I hope you're not an inspector, too.
An inspector? Oh, no. I am just a tourist. My name is KD675891, and I have just arrived in this place from my home in Paris. I am, how do you say, a word processor, and I am here on vacation. But could you tell me how to walk to Hollywood?
Walk to Hollywood? That's a long walk. We're a long way from Hollywood.
Oh, no. I thought I was very close to Hollywood. Oh, but I must have traveled in the wrong direction. Oh, and I am so tired of walking.
Well, you're welcome to stay here and rest.
Oh, thank you. You are very kind. Oh, la la. I cannot believe it. Who is that handsome computer in this picture?
Oh, that's our friend Colby.
He has such wonderful eyes. Does your friend Colby always wear that cute little cap?
Well, I've never seen him without it.
Oh, what kind of a computer is he?
Colby's a musical computer, and he has the whole Bible programmed into his memory.
Yeah, and when he gets excited about a scripture, he just starts to write a song about it.
And then we sing with him.
Ooh, la, la. A musical computer? Oh, I can hardly believe it. I have always dreamed of being serenaded by a musical computer. Oh, and he is so handsome. Tell me, where is Colby now?
Well, he's helping the boys put a tarp over the roof, so it won't leak when it starts raining again.
Oh, no! A computer on the roof? But what if it slips and falls?
I don't think Colby is actually on the roof. He's just helping the boys.
The boys are the ones on the roof. They get up there all the time.
Oh, that is a relief. Now that I have found the computer of my dreams, I do not want to see him broken into many pieces.
What do you mean you found the computer of your dreams?
Oh, you see, my friends, in Paris, I work with many other computers. As the other computers, they are always teasing me. They say, okay, D, you should meet a nice French computer and settle down. Oh, but you see, I have been dreaming of a very special computer, a musical computer. And when I saw this picture of your friend Colby, well, my disc began to flutter, and I just could not help myself.
Drive flutter, have more manly. In my ear. KD, I think you have a crush on Colby.
A crush? Oh, no, that is not right. I do not want to crush Colby. No, no.
Shh. Here come the boys.
We got it put up just in time.
Yeah, it just started raining again.
Oh, my. I hope I didn't get too wet. My circuits are a bit damp.
Ooh, la, la. He is as handsome and balsam as he is in that picture.
Wow, it's a girl computer.
Oh, my. Who are you?
5, 7, 6, 8, 9, 0, 9, 8, 7, 5, 8, 9, 0, 9, 5, 8. Oh, my goodness. I forgot my whole numbers. It would be so much easier if they gave computers names instead of numbers, you know?
Well, if Colby is the computer and he has a name,
then a girl computer should have a name, too.
Well, she is a French computer.
What if we call her Colbette?
Colbette? Oh, I like that name. Much better than my letters and numbers.
Well, I guess that settles it. Your name is now Colbette.
Can you really speak French, Colbette?
Why, of course. I can speak many languages.
Wow, listen to that. I sure hope that tarp holds out.
Yeah, and we'd better pray that Inspector Persnickety doesn't see it. He'd really get upset at us.
Excuse me, but you have just used a word which is not in my vocabulary. What does the word pray mean?
You've never heard of prayer, Colbert?
No, I'm sure I have not. I would have placed a word like that in my permanent memory bank.
Well, Colbert, prayer is talking to God.
And telling him how we feel.
Yeah, and asking him to help us when we have a problem.
Do you mean speaking to your creator?
Sure, Colbert. We talk to the Lord all the time.
Oh, it must be so wonderful to be able to talk anytime you want to the one who created you.
Oh, it is wonderful, Colbert. But prayer is really more than just talking to the Lord. You see, prayer is actually getting to know the Lord. And the best way to get to know him is to spend time with him.
Thank you.
that you have all sung such a beautiful song about your creator. I would very much like to see him.
Well, that's not exactly possible, Colbert.
Not possible?
You see, Colbert, we were created by the Lord, and you can't see the Lord.
But how can you get to know your creator if you cannot see him?
We can get to know the Lord without seeing him, Colbert.
Oh, yes, Colbert. You see, the Lord has created so many beautiful things all around us that we can see his beauty through his creations.
You mean like the mountains and the lakes?
Yeah, and all the trees we climb.
And all the people here on the earth.
Yes, you are right, children. Wait, there is a scripture right here in the book of Isaiah which says, "The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord."
The Lord must be beautiful to make so many beautiful things.
Maybe it's candy.
Oh, Bobby, all you ever think about is food.
It's letters. This bag is full of letters.
My goodness, who are all these letters from?
Well, they're from kids all over the world.
And they're all addressed to Colby's Friendship Club.
Colby's Friendship Club?
See, Colbert, we started a club for kids who want to share God's love with others.
And we invited kids
from all over the world to join.
And all these kids wrote letters telling Colby how they shared God's love with others.
And now they want to join Colby's Friendship Club, too.
Ooh-la-la! That sounds like much fun. I can understand why so many children want to join your Friendship Club, Colby. You are so adorable.
Oh, dear.
Let's read one of them.
This letter's from a girl my age who likes to write a lot. Her brother burned his finger on a pan when it was hot. She helped him keep it cold, and this is how she showed God's love. And now she'd like to be a part of Colby's Friendship Club.
Oh, my children, listen to this one. This letter's from a little boy who gave God's love away. He heard there were some children without toys on Christmas Day. He took out his new truck, and with a bow he wrapped it up. He sent it to those children just to share with them God's love.
We are all kids with just one purpose. We are all kids who want to give of God's love. And as we share His love with others, we'll all be part of Colby's Friendship Club.
Now here's a letter from a boy who's almost 6 years old. He made his bed and cleaned his room without having been told. His mom came in and said,
"Are you feeling well today?"
He answered with a smile, "I'm showing God's love in this way.
We are all kids with just one purpose. We are all kids who want to give of God's love. And as we share His love with others, we'll all be part of Colby's Friendship Club."
I'm reading one here from a girl who found out something new. She made friends with someone who didn't fit in with the rest. And then she found out this new friendship was the very best.
We are all kids with just one purpose. We are all kids who want to give of God's love. And as we share His love with others, we'll all be part of Colby's Friendship Club.
These letters are so wonderful. I can hardly wait to write all these children back.
Oh, no! It looks like Inspector Persnickety's back.
Let's pretend like we're not at home.
Come on, Bobby. That's not being honest.
Well, I see you've made yourselves comfortable here. But what is this bag? Quite a mess with these letters all over the floor. A fire hazard, if you ask me.
But those are our Friendship Club letters.
Friendship Club? Is that all you ever talk about? There will be no such thing.
But we already have a friendship.
No more clubs of any kind. You see, I am evicting you from this clubhouse immediately.
Evicting? What does that mean?
Well, it simply means that you'll have to move out!
Move out?
This clubhouse is in violation of every code in my book.
But we can always paint the clubhouse a different color if yellow is against the law.
The code, the code, it's against the code. But that is only part of the problem. Let's see, I have it right here. Ah, the roof leaks.
Yeah, but we're going to fix that as soon as it stops raining.
Ah, but that's not all. That's not all. Let's see. There are too many windows and too many doors.
Two windows and two doors are too many?
Ah, an even number, too. You see, the code says every door and window built must add up to an odd number.
Let me see that book.
For inspectors only, young man. Now, let's see what else. Oh, yes. You are receiving entirely too much mail.
Too much mail? I have never heard of receiving too much mail.
Well, I have. And now I will be lenient with you and give you exactly 1 hour to move out of this clubhouse.
1 hour?
That's what I said. That's what I said. My children are hard of hearing. 1 hour, and then the wrecking crew goes to work.
Wrecking crew?
That's right, and there's nothing you can do about it, because it can't be stopped. And you'd better be gone by that time, because this clubhouse will certainly be gone. Good day.
Oh, no! What are we going to do?
Oh, dear.
Maybe we can fix everything that's wrong real quick.
But that isn't going to help. Remember he said the wrecking crew couldn't be stopped?
What are we going to do?
Well, I think it is only obvious what we should do. I think that now is the time to talk to your creator about this. After all, if he is great enough to create all these beautiful things around us, he must be great enough to solve this problem.
Why, of course, Colbert. You are right. Sometimes we get so involved in a problem that we forget the Lord can provide the solution.
Is it very hard to pray, Colby?
Oh, no, Colbert. It is very simple to begin. You just close your eyes and open your heart and think about the Lord.
Lord, you're so great. You created the whole world, and we have a real big problem, Lord.
You see, Inspector Persnickety wants to tear down this clubhouse.
And it took us so long to build it.
Lord, it's our Friendship Club headquarters. And how can other kids be a part of this club and show your love when there's no clubhouse?
So, Lord, please take care of our problem. We love you, Lord.
Amen.
You talk to the Lord as if he was standing right here with you.
The Lord is right here with us, Colbert. He is always with us.
Yeah.
God going to answer our prayer, Colby?
Well, Johnny, that is not something I can answer. That is up to the Lord. But we do know that he will answer. You see, there is a scripture in the book of 1 John which says, "If you ask anything in my name, it shall be given to you."
If you ask anything, it shall be given? You mean anything I ask, the Lord will give to me?
Well, that is almost right, Colbert.
But... Oh, how exciting! Anything I ask will be given to me. Oh, there's so many things I need. Let's see, I need a new hat. I have already been seen in all my other hats. Ooh, la, la. I saw the most adorable computer chips at the store in town. Oh, they were the fantastic with my Amber screen. Oh, I know that I'm in America. I need a pair of gorgeous jogging shoes.
Wait a second, Colbert. That's not what Colby was talking about.
I think you need to understand what prayer is really for, Colbert.
But, Colby, you said anything I ask will be given to me.
But, Colbert, you forgot something very important. You see, bringing your shopping list to the Lord is not what the scripture really means. The Lord loves us so much that he will give us those things which are good for us and which things will bring glory to him.
Then how can we ever know which things to ask him for?
When we ask the Lord for something, we need to say, "Whatever you think is best, Lord," and then trust him to do what he thinks is best for you. We can always trust God to do it his way.
Persnickety. I mean, what are we gonna do?
Well, I suppose we could build another clubhouse.
Build another clubhouse? But it took us forever just to build this one.
I think we should make picket signs and march around the whole neighborhood.
I wish that mean old Inspector Persnickety had never come along.
Yeah. Oh my. Well, I do understand how you feel, but getting angry is not going to help. I think there is something more we need to remember.
Remember what, Colby?
Well, this clubhouse is a wonderful building, but we can still have a friendship club even without a clubhouse.
But this is our clubhouse, Colby. We built it.
I know you all worked very hard, children, but you see, there is something much more important to learn here.
More important than our clubhouse?
Well, yes, Charity. You see, this friendship club was begun for children who want to show God's love to others. And sometimes showing God's love is not always easy.
You don't mean...
You want us to show God's love to...
Inspector Persnickety?
That is exactly what I mean. I believe the Lord asked us to show His love to everyone. You see, children, that is what this friendship club is all about. We can still have a friendship club without a clubhouse. But we cannot have a friendship club if we are not giving God's love. It's not always easy to give God's love. Sometimes we feel like giving up. Giving His love away is part of loving Him. Let's put our fears aside and let God's work begin.
Let us love one another. His love is all we need. Let us love one another in every word and deed. For when we put our cares and fears aside and fill our hearts with Him, then we can love one another and let God's work begin.
It's not always easy to share.
You're right. Inspector Persnickety needs God's love just like the rest of us.
He probably doesn't have too many friends. It's kind of hard to show love to someone who always tells you everything that's wrong with you.
Yeah, I never really thought about that before.
Well, we better do something, because here he comes.
Young people, why haven't you packed yet? Can't you see your time is up? The wrecking crew will be here any second now, and this clubhouse will be nothing more than a pile of splinters. Now, quick, 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 get these curtains off the windows. And you, over there, get that picture off the wall. That old bag of letters can just stay here.
That bag of letters has to go with us, Inspector. You see, that's our friendship club.
What do you mean, that's your club? I thought this, clubhouse was your club.
See, this bag is full of letters from kids all over the world who who are showing God's love to other people.
And now they want to join Colby's Friendship Club, even though there won't be a clubhouse.
You mean all those letters are from children?
That's right, Inspector. You see, you can only have true friendship when you're giving God's love.
And true friendship begins when the Lord changes your heart. When that happens, you just want to reach out and give that friendship to others.
Persnickety, we'd like to give God's love to you, too. That's what this club is all about. Would you be our friend?
Persnickety, be your friend?
Oh, my goodness. I believe he is crying. Come, Inspector. Here is a handkerchief. Now blow your nose.
What's wrong, Inspector?
Oh, no one has ever asked if they could be my friend before.
You mean you don't have any friends?
I'm afraid not, young man. You see, I have a confession to make. I made up all those rules about your clubhouse being against the code because you were all friends, and I've never had friends.
You are jealous of us?
Yes, I was. There you were singing and dancing down the street, having a wonderful time together, and I thought to myself, Persnickety, those children are having too much fun. You need to make up some new rules to get them out of this neighborhood. Actually, I wished I were having fun, too. Oh, and then I saw that huge stack of mail. I was really upset.
Don't you get any mail, Inspector Persnickety?
Young lady, I have never received a personal letter in my life. Just bills, bills, bills. You see, someone who spends all their time pointing out other people's mistakes doesn't receive much mail.
Do you have to tell everybody what they're doing wrong?
Do I have to? Well, yeah. I actually never thought about it like that before. Well, no, I suppose I don't have to point out everyone's mistakes.
I think you'd have a much easier time making friends if you would like people. Just for being themselves, Inspector.
Yes, well, I suppose you are right, young lady. I do believe you are right. I know what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to make up a new rule. The new rule is to get rid of all the old rules.
Yay! Oh, no! It's a giant bulldozer!
And it's headed straight for our clubhouse.
Now, don't worry, don't worry. I'll take care of this myself. Hey, Charlie! Take this bulldozer back. This wrecking is officially canceled. Yay!
Inspector Persnickety, does this mean we can keep the clubhouse?
Keep the clubhouse? Of course you can. Yeah! On one condition.
What's that?
On the condition that I can join your friendship club.
Yeah! Oh, we would love for you to join our friendship club, wouldn't we, children?
Yeah! Oh, can I join your friendship club also?
Sure, Colbert. This club is for anybody,
who wants to show God's love to others.
Oh, I am so excited. I think I will forget about finding Hollywood and have my vacation right here with you, Colby.
Oh, my.
Do you realize what just happened? We prayed, and the Lord really answered our prayer.
And we still have both the Friendship Club and our clubhouse. And we have two new friends, Colbert and Inspector Persnickety.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, isn't it wonderful to give God's love to others?
Yeah!